The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moment of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. I'll be sharing with you today what I call change of garment. Change of garment. I read to you Genesis chapter 3 from the 7th to the 11th verse, then we read the 21st verse. The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the tree of the garden. Verse 9, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, where art thou? And he said, I heard the voice in the garden, and I was afraid, and because I was naked, I hid myself. Verse 11, and he said, who told thee that thou art naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Let me travel down to verse 21. Unto Adam and also to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Our goal today is to address the transition from the garment that they sewed for themselves to the garment that the Lord gave to them. And of course, we should not overlook what made them naked. Now, nakedness is a state of being without clothing or covering. Because if you're going to talk about change of garments, between the garment you're putting on and the other one you want to change to, there's a transition in between, and that transition is a season of nakedness. Nakedness is the state of being exposed with others gaining access to one's privacy. Nakedness always goes with shame and deprivation. In fact, no sane person celebrates nakedness in the public. Like Adam, sin will strip you naked. Sin will expose you. The story of Noah in Genesis chapter 9, Bible says he got drunk. Same Noah that found grace, same Noah that built the ark, same Noah. And Bible says in Genesis chapter 9, verse 22, that Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers without. Meaning that when you give yourself to alcohol, give yourself to dirty or worldly lifestyle, it will run you to shame. We're not talking about you just being physically naked. We're talking about when you are spiritually naked. There are certain signs that you find in somebody who is spiritually naked. When you are naked, you will need to sew for yourself fig leaves as cover. When you are naked, you will hide from the presence of the Lord. When you are naked, you will find yourself expressing fear where love ought to be. When fear replaces love in your walk with God, then know you are naked. When you begin to hide from God, hide from people that you used to get close to before, then you know you are naked. When you begin to live a life contrary to the will of God, then you are already naked. Now, every spiritually naked person needs a covering. And that's what we're talking about, the change of garment. The language is, we all need to be covered. Clothes are meant primarily for covering. That's why you find God covering them. Clothes are meant for covering primarily. Clothes are meant for beauty. Clothes are meant for glory. Clothes are meant for identity and for specific assignment. There are garments for every season. There are garments for every reason. So you're not just dressing for just for fun. You dress for your destination. You dress for your identity. God has not ordained us to be naked, beloved of God. You know what God said in Genesis chapter 3, verse 11? He said, who told you that you were naked? If you have been where I kept you, who told you that you were naked? How come your shame is obvious for people to see? Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, that they went on to sow fig leaves for themselves. The first profession that I discovered in the Bible that men got involved with, apart from them being gardeners, will be that you find them as tailors, as fashion designers, tailors of fig leaves. So they sewed fig leaves for themselves to cover such an unacceptable cover they had then. It will tell you that no sane person wants to expose the body. One needs to wonder why some believers still put on clothes that exposes their bodies physically. Because if clothes are meant for covering, then how come you are exposing your body? For Adam, they sewed themselves fig leaves, but God gave them another garment, coat of skin. They made for themselves an apron, but God gave them something better. And we're going to look at why they needed to change this garment from fig leaves to this coat of skin. Now, the first thing you're going to discover is that the covering made of fig leaves is temporal. Leaves will wither and dry up after exposure to the heat of the sun. Such covering will demand continuous change. And all through the Bible, God has not called us to live in that temporal level. Everything made by man is temporal. Whatever you have, they are temporal. You're going to live here one day without all those things. That's why we must learn to seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God. Paul was telling the Corinthian Christians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2, he said, for this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. So there is a clothing that is eternal than this one we have here. Revelation chapter 3 verse 5 says that he who overcomes shall be clothed with white garment. And it says, I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So you see, the fig leaves give you a temporal covering. Why would you go on for a temporal covering when you have eternal covering in Christ Jesus? Secondly, the fig leaves gives you a covering that looks attractive before men. The natural man loves things that are attractive to the eye. That's what the serpent used to lure Mrs. Adam, lure them out of the garden. Bible says in Mark chapter 11 verse 13 concerning Jesus, when he was hungry, he was attracted to the fig tree because of the leaves. Mark 11 13, Bible says, seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. So fig leaves could be attractive. Even Jesus was attracted to it. Beloved of God, God has not called you to attract men without you being fruitful. What should attract people to your life should be the fruits you bear. The word of God says, by their fruits we shall know them, not by their leaves. We are known by our fruit, not by our leaves. There's nothing wrong in you being attractive, but scripture made it clear in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, that whose adorning, let it not be outward adorning of plaiting of ears, wearing of gold, putting on of apparel, but let it be hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God great price. What am I trying to tell you? Let not your outward adorning, your outward cosmetic, let it not be prettier than your inward look. Let your look match your character. If men are attracted to you because of your look, let them remain with you because of your lifestyle, your values. You need to also understand that these fig leaves being made or sold by these people is covering them, but that doesn't nullify their sin. What shall it profit a man who's sin and is getting a fig leaf to cover himself? I remember when my daughter was still very young, she asked me one day when we were discussing about Adam and Eve, and she said, why is it that Adam didn't say, I'm sorry to the Lord? I didn't know how to answer her. Beloved of God, God will have possibly forgive. But instead of them apologizing, instead of them repenting, they went on to become tailors. They went on a profession of covering with fig leaves. You sow fig leaves when you continue serving God in sin as if nothing has happened. You sow fig leaves for yourself to cover when you offer sacrifice instead of repentance. You sow fig leaves for yourself when you justify your wrong instead of having a sober reflection. This is what we are trying to address. The fig leaves cannot atone for sin. It is the blood that atones for the sin of man. That's the reason for the shedding of the first blood to get the animal skin for covering. Look, Bible says in Leviticus 17 verse 11 that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And God says, I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for sin. We'll go on a short break, and after the break, we'll continue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adioyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Ayankoya Road, Okeado, Ibadan.
Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, beside Mayor Blocks, Nayot Extension, Agbofieti, Ibadan. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, Shepherd Hill Nursery Primary and Secondary School, Orita Mary, off Elebu, Ibadan.
Yeah, welcome back. Now, for the sake of those just joining us, we are talking about change of garment, and we're trying to look at the first scenario in the Bible where garment are to be changed. And that was the scenario of Adam and Eve getting the gift to sow fig leaves for themselves. But God, in His infinite mercy, gave them something better. I can always tell you anywhere that God always has something better than what you can get from any man. God always has something better to cover you than what you are using to cover yourself. Remember, scripture says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesses and forsakes shall have mercy. They covered what was not covered. I tell you one thing, sin covered is mercy deferred. Sin covered is mercy deferred. Whether you are a pastor, whether you are a leader, whether you are a worker, whether you are the GM of your company, whether you are the manager of the place and nobody saw you when you messed up, that doesn't mean you've been forgiven. That nobody saw you doesn't mean God didn't see you. When Adam and Eve sinned, there was nobody there, but God saw them. The most foolish decision you ever take is to think nobody saw you when you were doing something wrong. Now, the fig leaf does not cover your nakedness before God. It doesn't. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, say, we all are unclean things, and all our righteousness are like filthy rag. And we all do fade as leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Look, the best you can get in your effort is still called filthy rag, meaning that the best of man, like they got fig leaves for themselves, fig leaves will not last. It will dry up after the heat of the sun. The first garment that was changed was from fig leaves to animal skin. That's what we're addressing today. The fig leaf speaks of human efforts. It speaks of our struggle. It speaks of our desire to be moralistic, to address our nakedness. Every day you would need another leaf, and these fig leaves, I had to go and check the fig leaves on the internet to see the size. Even basic agronomy will tell you the fig leaves is not big enough to cover. No matter how you use it to cover, you will still be found naked. Beloved of God, hearing me, it's time for you to change this garment and let God clothe you with something better. We have a new garment of righteousness through faith in Christ Jesus. We have something better to put on. Paul said it very well in Philippians chapter 3 verse 9. He mentioned it again in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. We have a better righteousness. We have a better garment in Christ Jesus. This is the acceptable garment that the Lord wants you to put on today. You have been naked enough, struggling to come out of sin on your own. Beloved of God, you cannot. You will need God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, He had made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. So we have a better garment. It is the righteousness of God. The Lord God made garment of skin for Adam and his wife, and He clothed them. He covered them. Beloved, you are still naked if the Lord has not clothed you with His own garment of righteousness. These are days when you need to understand fully well that God desires you covered. Covered with His glory. Covered with His blood. Covered with His word. Covered with His presence. This is your season to change this garment of fig leaves and go for that which the Lord Himself has ordained for you. And believe in God, this season the Lord will cover you. Would you make yourself available for Him today? The Lord says that you should turn to Him today. Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says that you should repent and be converted, that your sins may be forgiven, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. This is your day to change your garment. If you want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, why not say after me, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Forgive my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. I'll be glad to hear from you. Give me a call with the number you're going to hear at the end of the program. And this message can be sent to you on WhatsApp on request. Keep in touch with this program. Same time, same station.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907. 081 2575-4907. Email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless.
What am I looking to me?